I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey beautiful people, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. Your girl Sienna Cruz here, a resident life coach and all-around hype woman, bringing you daily doses of real talk about reclaiming your focus and ditching those pesky addiction traps. Now, today's episode is super close to my heart because it tackles something I believe we all need to conquer. Mental health stigma. Ever felt that weird pressure to always be on and happy? Like sharing anything less than sunshine and rainbows feels like a weakness. Yeah, that's the stigma talking, trying to keep us silent and struggling alone. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're building our mental health resilience, becoming warriors against those negative vibes, and embracing vulnerability as our superpower. First things first. Let's get real about the stigma beast. We've all been conditioned to believe that mental health struggles are something to hide, right? Like they're a personal failing or some kind of badge of shame. But the truth is, our minds are just like our bodies, sometimes they need TLC and support. So, how do we break free from this suffocating stigma? It starts with understanding its roots. This isn't about blaming anyone, it's about recognizing that societal pressures, lack of education, and even personal experiences can contribute to this whole mental health is taboo thing. But the good news. We're not powerless against it. Imagine this. A world where talking about our struggles is as normal as sharing our favorite new song or dish. That's what we're aiming for. So, how do we build that world? Start with self-acceptance, babe. It's okay to not be okay. Acknowledging your feelings, even the messy ones, is the first step towards healing and growth. Remember, seeking help isn't a sign of weakness, it's an act of strength, like choosing to invest in yourself. Think of it as going for a checkup for your mind, just like you would for your body. Next up, let's talk about communication. Sharing your story with someone you trust can be incredibly liberating. It doesn't have to be a big announcement. Maybe start small, confide in a close friend, family member, or even join an online support group. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. And when you hear someone else sharing their struggles, offer kindness and empathy instead of judgment. Sometimes, a simple I hear you can make all the difference. We also need to challenge those harmful stereotypes and misconceptions about mental health. When you see something that perpetuates stigma, speak up. Don't be afraid to educate others and share accurate information. We've got this amazing resource called Google, right? So do your research, arm yourself with facts, and be a voice for change. Remember, small actions can ripple out and create a huge impact. And finally, let's celebrate the wins. Acknowledging progress, no matter how small, is crucial. It keeps us motivated and reminds us that healing is a journey, not a destination. Celebrate those milestones, whether it's taking a step outside your comfort zone or simply having a good day. You deserve to feel proud of yourself for showing up and doing the work. Okay, real talk time. Ever felt like you had to put on a brave face even when you were crumbling inside? I get it. That pressure to appear strong all the time can be exhausting. But let me tell you, vulnerability is not weakness, it's strength in disguise. Imagine someone finally letting their guard down and opening up about their struggles. That takes courage. It shows they trust you, they believe in your empathy, and they're ready to embark on a journey of healing together. That's powerful stuff. So how can we cultivate that vulnerability? Start by practicing self-compassion. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a best friend going through a tough time. Be kind, understanding, and encouraging. Remember, you're doing your best, and that's enough. And when it comes to sharing your story with others, choose people who make you feel safe and supported. Surround yourself with those who celebrate your authenticity and lift you up, not tear you down. Remember, babe, breaking through mental health stigma is a collective effort. It takes all of us, from individuals like you and me to healthcare professionals, policymakers, and media creators, to shift the narrative and create a world where seeking help is seen as normal, brave, and essential. So let's keep talking about it, keep sharing our stories, keep challenging those harmful stereotypes, and keep building a future where mental health is valued just as much as physical health. Remember, you are strong, you are worthy, and your story matters. Now go out there and shine. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share this episode with anyone who needs to hear it. We're in this together. See you on the next Dopamine Damage Control adventure.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.